Bush and Rishi here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. As a glasses wearer yourself, I want to ask you, I want to discuss something and see if you've had a similar experience. I don't think this was a compliment that I got earlier today.
Oh, right.
I turned up at the train station to buy my train tickets and I had my glasses on. And the lady behind the counter looked at me strangely.
Okay.
And then goes, "It's you! I didn't recognise you. There's something different." And I went, "Yeah, I've got my glasses on right now." And she went, "That's it. You look all intelligent."
Oh, my word.
Exactly.
Oh,
now,
my word.
I know she was trying to be kind.
Have you spoken to this woman before?
Yeah, every day when I buy my train tickets.
Oh, I see. So she's not recognised you like off the radio type?
No, not at all, no. So she knows who I am from every day buying my train ticket without the glasses on.
Yeah.
Had a moment today when I was wearing the glasses and then goes, "Oh, it's you. I didn't recognise you. You look really intelligent."
That
which is basically damning, saying all those other times, you're a right thicko.
Thicko. You've got a thicko look about you until you put specs on. That is tricky. I mean, I've advocated for you know, a chain for you on a number of occasions for glasses, and I think it'd be a great thing.
I think I might be getting to the stage where I was just having to be wearing them all the time. But I think...
Or get your eyes lasered and look really weird.
Oh, no.
Jürgen Klopp.
I don't think I could ever get my eyes lasered.
The weird thing is, right, if you get your eyes lasered, you just go for the rest of your life looking like you just... Where are your glasses? Have you dropped your glasses? Like, Jürgen Klopp, I know I'm an Everton fan, so I'm always taking the mickey out of, like, Liverpool fans, whatever, but he still looks like he's lost his glasses, Jürgen Klopp, even though he's got his eyes sorted.
Yeah.
It's like, has he dropped them? So I would just say, it's just with a word of caution.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Now, we need to talk about this. Something came to me in a dream the other night, okay? Something I've not thought about for a long time, so I'm wondering whether it might be some form of an apparition. So in this dream, there was this kind of blinding bolt of light, and as it cleared, as my eyes adjusted, I sat there in what appeared to be 1920s-style pyjamas that you get in an Enid Blyton book or something. As the light cleared, there was a hovering food plate held aloft by invisible hands. And do you know what was on the food plate?
What was on it?
Eggy bread.
Right.
And it got me thinking, is eggy bread still a thing? I mean, it's 2025. I don't think I've seen eggy bread since my nana in Liverpool used to make it for us when we were little kids.
Oh, I really hope it is still a thing. I love eggy bread.
When was the last time you egged some bread?
Talking about 2 years ago, probably.
But okay.
Like, certainly not recently, but I've definitely done it within the last couple of years.
Was this a breakfast thing though? Did you do it in the morning, or was it like a desserty thing, or like?
It was a breakfast thing at the weekend with the kids when I did Blackbirds.
What's that?
Well, it's the finest form of eggy bread.
I've never even heard of Blackbirds.
You've never heard of Blackbirds?
Is that what the Beatles were singing about then?
Blackbirds is amazing.
What is it?
Blackbirds is eggy bread, but made in the form of a jam sandwich. So you're doing a jam sandwich with all the egg, and then you're frying it.
I'm not so sure about that.
Really?
That sounds like a death row meal.
No, it's incredible.
Well, I mean, but I do worry, even though that is a fun, let's just say a Bournemouth take on the eggy bread that we know and love.
Okay.
I do worry that it's not a thing anymore. So we don't know where this is going to go over the next 50 minutes or so here on Home Time, but if you have had eggy bread recently, or is it still a thing in your life, or you've got any kind of different take on it, like the Blackbirds, I've never even heard of before in my entire life, please pick up the phone. Maybe the other side are pushing for a renaissance, in terms of the spirit realm. Just call me Derek Okora. Maybe they are pushing for a renaissance of eggy bread. It's 2 years since you've had it.
It is 2 years since I had it, and I did it for Rocco, and so that's just for kids, isn't it? So
I can't even
concerning.
Remember. I can't even remember the last time I did it. But get in touch if you've had it, or maybe you've had it recently. Is it still a thing? Dean says. I don't know what he means by this, but he says tomato sauce, eyes, and a smiley face. Job done.
Some people are saying here that they put icing sugar on it.
What? What's like that? I mean, my nana, God bless her, in Liverpool, used to, the last person who's ever made it for us, would turn in her grave.
Wow.
Eggy crumpets, someone says. Have you tried eggy crumpets? Never had that. I mean, obviously, we both love eggy bread. Eggy crumpets sounds like heaven. That's incredible.
Good intel, though. Nicola says, I was introduced to eggy bread at guide camp in the 1990s to complete a challenge of eating something I didn't like, eggs. But you know what? I loved it. I'm now a guide leader, and it's my favourite breakfast at camp. And at home, I still make it regularly when my bread is just getting that tiny bit stale. And my advice is, add nutmeg. See, what is fascinating? The amount of people who seem to have had eggy bread on, like, a camp.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like some kind of, we mentioned it earlier on, Enid Blyton novel. Amy says, I've not had eggy bread for 25 years. I had it youth camp for the first and only time. The only thing I remember was that it was delicious, and the amount of sugar coating probably helped.
I'm disappointed that there aren't many people coming forward and backing me with my my Blackbird's variant, which is the eggy bread but with jam in the middle, a jam sandwich that's fried like that. But some other new variants, Biscoff and crumbled Milky Bar and eggy bread, dusted with icing sugar, says this.
Can we wrap up the use of the word variant? It sounds like a virus, and I'm not that keen on it. You're ruining eggy bread.
Sorry. Hey,
we've got Claire on the line. Claire from Swansea's got some intel. What's your intel, Claire?
It's French toast. Eggy bread is just French toast. So everybody eats French toast now, and that's where you tend to get the eggs and sugar and things on it.
Claire, are you sure? Because I remember my nana making eggy bread for me and my brother in Norris Green in Liverpool back in the day, and there was no fancy French toast action about that, that's for sure.
I'm positive French toast is literally egg soaked, it's bread soaked in egg and then fried, which is eggy bread.
Is that a rebrand?
It's the gentrification, isn't it?
It is. That's what it is.
Yeah. Gentrification of eggy bread.
Do you know what that is? That's a old bank in a town centre that's been turned into a coffee house, and it's doing a latte for £4.50.
So, I just wanted to say, so the Blackbird thing you were talking about, I did something similar, but we call it fairy toast, and it's a jam sandwich, but it's either peach or apricot jam soaked in the egg and fried.
Could call it Welsh bird.
Could be. Fairy toast.
Oh, well, that's the closest that I've come to anybody recognising my Blackbirds.
You were getting worried, weren't you?
I was, like, no one else has been doing it. I found one website that has referred to it as well, so it's definitely not a figment of my imagination, but very few people have done it.
But no, it's lovely. I recommend it.
Someone has got in touch to say, evening, Bush and Richie, I would have to completely disagree with your previous caller about eggy bread and French toast being the same thing. They're two completely different things. One's bread soaked in egg and fried. French toast is bread soaked in egg with cinnamon and sugar, and is a completely different taste and texture.
I'd say the only difference I'm hearing from that person there is cinnamon.
Yeah, it is just a cinnamon difference. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I feel like we need to make it. The way to take this to the next level here on Home Time, as we always do, is to make the thing.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, but as is always the problem we have here, we now work in this fantastically futuristic building with limited cooking facilities other than a microwave.
But our producer, Nicholas Harris, has brought in what appears to be a roast dinner for him to cook for himself a little bit later on. He's just reheating that he's kind of cooked it beforehand.
Can you reheat eggy bread?
I think you probably can. We could give it a go. I could knock some up at home, put them in some foil. That'll travel well on the train.
Tell me exactly how you're thinking of doing that. So you're going to, what, part bake, part fry some...
Yeah.
And then read... Okay.
In the microwave.
Well, if you're going to do that for me...
I'll bring them in for you.
How about I prepare at home some of the dish I referred to, the Blackbirds, with the...
Jam.
With the jam in. Yeah, I could part-bake that and come and reheat that for you as well.
No offence to your one. I would say your one would travel worse if it's got jam in the middle.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? But, I mean, we should try this on the show. Do you know what I mean? And I tell you what, right? Let's just cut the music here. I tell you what, if all the stuff starts to disappear, like what happened with the kippers...
Yeah.
This could be where smoking out the infiltrator.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes, this is big.
Watch this on tomorrow's show.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Now, every Tuesday evening, we like to celebrate the fact that we are all big kids at heart. And what the kids like, toys. And that is why we still love it when we've got something new in our life. And what we like to do as adults is rave about it to other adults. It's New Toy Tuesday, your chance to be an influencer on this Home Time show and tell us what you've got that's new that you're loving right now.
If you're in on the whole Daily Takeaway podcast, if you're one of the cool people that listen to our podcast, you'll have heard us enthuse about this little app before. It's a thing called Telescore. Well, what it does, it picks up the football scores as they happen, but presents them in teletext format, which takes you right back to walking around Rumbelows with your dad in Torquay at, like, you know, 3:15 on a Saturday afternoon back in the day.
It's not just the afternoons, is it? I mean, this evening, for example, you would be able to go home on the train this evening, fire up your Telescore and have a look at the latest score of Wolves versus Everton, but in teletext form.
Oh, look, Tarkovsky's given away a penalty, for example. But it's good. It's kind of got a retro vibe to it as well. And we're going to send them incessant emails to get them to do the bamboozler.
Yes.
That'll be good. Let's have the bamboozle on there. Telescore.
So Telescore is fantastic. For me, my new toy, it's 23rd of September. We're very much at the end of the cricket season. But I have to talk about something that is quite cricket related. I own my first ever roller.
Roller?
Yes. I bought a roller off of Amazon.
Oh, my word. Like one of them big, heavy things you flatten grass with?
Yes.
For your own, like, your garden out in the back?
For the back garden.
Oh, wow. That's quite a bit. It's like a huge hammer to crack an egg.
You know how I am lawn obsessed?
Yes, you are.
When So I've reseeded the lawn recently.
Yeah.
And my next stage of reseeding is the best way to get your grass. I'm so boring. Best way to get your grass seed to germinate is good seed to soil contact. And how do you get that? You get it with a roller.
I'll put the music back up again. It's so weird because I've got such an opposite view of gardens. So, like, we've got a lawn and that I'll mow and stuff like that. But if I could tarmac it, I'd tarmac it.
Unbelievable.
I prefer living in a flat. If I could do anything, I'd live in a flat. Don't have to worry about a garden.
What, you want to look out on black tarmac rather than beautiful stripes?
Think about the off-street parking. It'd be amazing. Match days would be quids in for Southend.
Wow.
And also, I worry about you, right? Because I think gardening is quite a portal to buying stuff,
yeah.
Like tat. If you got into golf, I reckon you'd be in real trouble. The stuff that you can buy for golf, do you know what I mean?
Yes. So, no, you're quite right.
Luckily, it's just gardening.
Like, you should see the shed.
I can imagine. I can imagine what magazines are in there too. Up on the roof has messaged to say, I've just bought this puzzle box and I can't stop playing with it. I'm so excited to see what happens when I get it open. And it's like something from Hellraiser, that movie from the 90s, if you recall.
Laura has got a new electric mini. She says it was colder this morning when she left at 5:30 and is loving the preconditioning that had turned on the heated seats and the steering wheel, making it nice and warm and nice and toasty.
I don't like, there's a guy on our road that's got one of them electric cars. And he can start it up from being down the road, get it ready.
Yeah.
But I don't like that. Get in the car properly and do it, do you know what I mean?
I mean, you're talking to me.
That's not how the game's supposed to be. You're supposed to sit in there.
So the game should be just going out there and being really, really cold and all that kind of thing.
Sit in the car like everybody else does. Do that weird thing where you wait for the window to demist, like we all do. All right, don't press your button with your Wi-Fi 15 houses down the road. Also, it freaks me out because I'll step out to go and do something in the morning and the car's just running, but no one's in there. And I'm like, wait, is there someone in there? Where's he gone? Gregosaurus Rex has been on. He says, I've just purchased my first proper power tool at the age of 37.
What?
37, he's just bought a power tool.
Wow. Speaking of new tools, how about this from Stuart in Ellesmere Port? I've recently bought and used an ear cleaning tool which has a camera connected to my phone. So I get to see into my ear canal and clean them out without any fuss. Do hope you're enjoying your dinner.
Oh, my word. Mm. At first, I was like, oh, this is awful. You know, that'd be a relationship ender. As soon as you mention the camera and there's an app on your phone, I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah, I know.
The problem is, you want to look in your ear, you start wanting to look in other places. I mean, like around the back of the couch and stuff.
Of course.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Stuart and Ellesmere Port.
Stu, mate, have you looked anywhere else with that thing?
We started with an app talking about Telescore. Rod, Big Rod, as he calls himself, got in touch. His latest app is a volume booster that you can use to add a bit of extra oomph to volume levels on your tablets when watching a film that needs to be a little bit louder.
Do you know what? The way we get around that is I have subtitles on absolutely everything now.
Yeah, me too.
Because people mumble and you can't understand what's going on. So just put subtitles on it and be done with it. But thank you for that. The Britpop show have been on. They or whoever it is behind the account here on social media has just bought some Meta AI glasses.
Oh.
He says, I look like a freak, but the capabilities are incredible. I've never heard about this thing before in my life. He says that I've just had Judi Dench translating a German book for me.
It's so clever.
That is the cutting edge of technology.
Yeah.
Dame Judi Dench doing that. But they're kind of like the glasses that I wear day to day, so I'm already like ahead of the curve on this. I just need the lenses put in.
Just that. That's all you need to put in, yes. Just that.
But I mean, isn't that good though? Because you remember Google Glass was like a thing that's going to be the next big thing, and then it was rubbish and then everyone got rid of it. And then now it's back.
They've persevered and it's better than ever.
Sing Hosanna for New Toy Tuesday. Thanks for getting in touch.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
That's it. That's your Daily Takeaway podcast. Just returning back to the lady at the train station basically calling me thick.
Thick, yeah.
When I wasn't wearing glasses. If they are giving people another level of an intelligent appearance, why don't more people wear frames with lenses that are doing absolutely nothing?
Have you bumped into many of the people we work with at KISS? That's what young people do now, isn't it? Go through the rigmarole. Do you remember we used to get glasses be the worst thing in the world? And this lot now, 22-year-olds or whatever, having glasses that have got no lenses in them. What's the point? Used to be dragged into the opticians kicking and screaming. I tell you how you'd make it the next level, right? If you think, if she's saying glasses is intelligent, you know what we need to go back with?
Go on.
Monocle.
Oh, yes.
Intelligence and gravitas.
Yes.
Watch this space.